On the show today, we have Affinity Credit Union's very own Josh Murphy talking about their incredible lending performance over the last 5 years. They've increased their lending 20% each year in the last 5 years. So pretty cool stuff, and he tells us how he did it. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Affinity Credit Union's very own Josh Murphy. How are you, Josh?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking, Mike.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
How about you?
I'm doing all right. Not too bad. Not too bad. Kids are getting out of school. Summer is almost here. And so things are looking up. All right. Yeah. Sun's out. So it's good stuff.
Yeah. The busy season is amongst us. That's
for
sure.
The conference season. Oh, my gosh. The whole month of June, I'm going to be gone. So, yeah. So it's going to – but it's going to be fun. Going to be fun. Wouldn't have it any other way. And you guys are pretty busy this way on the lending side, which is really, really good. And you're working with a company called Lender Close, or Acuso, that, or yeah, they're Lender Close. And you are the VP of Lending and Development at Affinity. And so how long have you been in that position, just to kind of start things out?
I'm in this position for about 5 years.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we have grown our We're about $112 million in assets, and we've been averaging about 20% loan growth for the last 4.5 years. So,
wow.
Had a lot of success.
Well done. What do you attribute that success to? That's pretty good.
I have a really great staff that's very coachable, and they run with ideas. We have a board of directors that gives us a lot of flexibility on our policies, and obviously, we have a lot of good vendors and CUSOs that we work with that enable us to pursue other avenues that, you know, not a small credit union, but, you know, a billion-dollar credit union, right, they might be able to have their own mortgage department, for example, and utilizing the relationship of the CUSOs has been also attributed to the success that we've had.
Very cool. Very cool. So how have things changed for you guys, either from a lender's or a borrower's perspective over your tenure in the last 5 years?
So a member expectations. So members will typically apply for an online loan, and they actually want the loan booked yesterday.
Okay.
I mean, just convenience, the timeliness of making sure that we're reaching out to the member rather quickly. Mm-hmm. The regulations, we recently, a couple years ago, went through the TILA RESPA, mm-hmm, Military Lending Act. So your ongoing compliance, but member expectations are through the roof.
And oh, yeah.
We drive to make sure we always give the member a positive member experience.
Yeah, the consumers have gotten awfully savvy, or dare I say spoiled, because of like kind of an Amazon experience or Airbnb experience where it's just kind of one click and you're there type of stuff. And so credit unions kind of have to rise up to that level as well. Is that what you guys are finding?
Absolutely. And so, you know, there are some fintechs out there such as, you know, SoFi, mm-hmm, and Best Egg, and you know, where the user is able to get pretty much an auto decision and the funds deposited in their account almost immediately.
Wow.
So they have high expectations, and we have to make sure that we're staying on that level.
Yeah, I just got a thing in my email today, just going off a little tangent here, from the folks at Square. And they said, hey, you qualify for a $25,000 loan because you've been using this website or this web platform for so many years. Do you want it? I'm like, what? It's like, so that's the type of stuff you guys have to compete with.
Absolutely. Just handing out money like it's a parade almost, you know.
Huh, what can I get with that? So anyway, I digress. So tell us about some of the things that have changed to address some of these shifts in the market. I mean, obviously working with Lender Close is one of them. Anything, I mean, and how have they helped you out, and anything else you want to bring up?
Yeah, so we use Lender Close for our home equity products, and it's very, very user-friendly, and it's very immediate. So in the underwriting process, for example, you need to get your valuation, the flood certificate, your title search done, and just a few data entry points and a couple of clicks, and that the information's like that.
Wow.
Yep. And so you can, it's a one-stop shop. The fees are very minimal, so it's a very low cost to the member that, mm-hmm, we just pass off to the member. And we're also able to use them as far as generating the docs if we wish to use. So it's it's very streamlined, and you know, you're not bouncing around between different programs, which speeds up the process and makes it much more efficient.
Yeah, so this is kind of helping you guys keep up with the Joneses, so to speak, you know?
yes, absolutely. We lean on them a lot. Omar Jordan, who's the CEO, you know, he does a great job of maintaining the relationship, and anything I need, he's always has a solution for me. So it's appreciated. That's
right
for
on,
sure.
Right on. Yeah. They're good guys. Definitely good guys for sure. So what have been the results of these? I mean, you mentioned at the top of the show, you guys have increased your lending 20% each year. Anything else as a result of these moves that you can share?
Yeah, so, you know, we had some loan officers that were a little uncomfortable with the underwriting process of home equity products just because the regulations are so strict. Mm-hmm. And using CUSO-like lender close has really been beneficial of ensuring that all of the compliance standards are being met. Mm-hmm. So in turn, all of our loan officers' confidence levels are at an all-time high because... All right. Yep. So we're able to lean on them, which is great. So
you got to have that confidence going into it for sure. That's huge. That's huge. So we got a chance to visit with Lender Close at NACUSO earlier this year. And again, what a dynamic duo they are. And they're based in your neck of the woods as well in Des Moines. So can you give us your perspective on the role fintech CUSOs like Lender Close have to, you know, helping credit unions evolve these days?
Yeah, so we have a couple CUSOs that we use. For example, we're not a big enough shop to have our own mortgage department. We do partner with another local CUSO in regards to providing our first mortgages. Mm-hmm. And so we don't have to staff a mortgage processor, a mortgage consultant.
Okay. Nice.
An underwriter and all of that, it's all just filtered through the CUSO. We're essentially assigned a rep from the CUSO. Mm-hmm. So essentially a full-time employee, but they're not receiving their checks from Affinity.
Yeah.
And you know, they send us business and we certainly send them business, and it's a great relationship.
That's cool.
So I think that's a one of the best examples, in addition, obviously, to Lender Close and the services they provide. I think fintech, you know, is huge and it's ever growing.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
We talked a little bit about, you know, SoFi and Best Egg, and you know, you mentioned Square. It's just technology is ever changing and it's never static. You have to make sure that you are constantly evolving.
Exactly. It's kind of taken over our lives, you know, because it's in every conversation we have. And I mean, when I was at NACUSO doing all my interviews and stuff, I think probably 100% of the interviews were talking data analytics, you know, and then also cybersecurity and all this stuff. It's just like, it's almost overwhelming. How do you guys keep up with it? You know, obviously working with folks like Lender Close and other CUSOs and other technology companies help out.
Yeah, I think just the credit union community in general, you know, I'm, you know, I belong to a couple lending councils and other, networking groups. Mm-hmm. So always bouncing ideas off of each other, just sharing the information. And yeah, I'm glad you mentioned data analytics. That's huge. You know, just the very specific information that you can drill down is unbelievable. And then how you work in collaboration with your other departments at the credit union. Mm-hmm. To market to them, how is our frontline staff gonna, you know, utilize this information? It's full circle. So
I love talking to you guys who are kind of on the front lines of it all. You know, just kind of working it out and just dealing with it day in and day out. So it's really cool to talk to folks like you. Any kind of wrap up here? Any advice for credit unions out there looking to kind of increase their in this case, you know, lending performance? Any advice out there for any advice for them?
My advice would be, look at your denials, look at your denied loans, and look at why you're denying them. Mm-hmm. And see if you could tweak your policy a little bit to maybe turn those denials into approvals.
Okay.
I'd say that's a huge part. And I'm a big advocate of finding a reason to approve a loan, not to deny it. and utilize your vendor relationships and your QSOs to the best of your advantage.
Yeah, indeed. That's what they're for. Yeah, they're there for a reason. They, you know, they've helped you do what you guys do best, and they do what they do best, and it's a great relationship all the way around. Josh, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes today to talk about, my gosh, your lending performance off the hook. Well done, sir. Well done.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome.